how much will Barbados really benefit from a medicinal marijuana industry?
Money's coming when they do, but go out in large volumes.
That question surfaced at the latest session of the Joint Select Committee that is examining the draft bill that is now before Parliament. Deputy Dean in the Faculty of Medical Sciences at the Cahill campus of the University of the West Indies, Dr. Damien Cohall, was at the time arguing that there could be benefits in the global medicinal value chain.
If we were able to focus on this research and development trust, we can create an opportunity for the transformation of a local scientific industry. Right? The potential development of scientific entrepreneurs. No longer will our students do degrees in biology and chemistry and leave you with thinking that they have to go to teach, but there will be a budding industry where they can go out and develop their entrepreneurship skills.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley was among those raising some questions.
Doctor, do you foresee that this industry, when it is established, would be platformed upon more so foreign investment or indigenous investment?
I would like to see both.
Right? No. I would like to see both too.
Right.
But the way this bill is now set up, is it suggestive that the investment into this industry, in terms of its development, is more likely to be more so foreign than local?
The Caribbean doesn't have an established pharmaceutical industry. We don't have an established scientific industry. We have had one or two industries that came into the Caribbean, and they, again, because of how the parent companies would have been established outside of the Caribbean would have come in, but without the necessary inputs or support from government through incentives, etc., their longevity and viability wasn't long established. I see within this industry, right, an opportunity to build a local scientific community. All right. The local scientific community has to contribute towards the final products that we expect to come out of the industry, which are safe and efficacious medicinal products. We will need foreign investment, right? And I go back, and I'm going to highlight the point I made earlier. Without sufficient government incentives, we didn't create that environment to allow foreign investment to stay, and that is one of the reasons why our pharmaceutical scientific industries in the Caribbean haven't flourished. So we need to incentivize that investment, but I do take the point that we don't want to over-incentivize. I believe the way the bill is currently established will incentivize foreign investment, but it will also create opportunities for local scientists like myself to establish opportunities to become scientific entrepreneurs, to create IP, to facilitate the translation of bench research into commercial products. Right? There's nothing in the bill that I saw which would have outlined that local participants will be excluded from any
I'm
part
not
of
talking,
the
Doctor, about exclusion of local participants or participation. Right. I'm simply trying to draw from you and to suggest myself that it is likely if this industry is to be properly developed and platformed, we will need significant foreign investment because the local capacity is not there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think the bill itself anticipates that when it talks about 30% local ownership, etc., etc.
Right. Yeah, and I also give some points in support of that.
Precisely.
Argument as well.
And my next question, therefore, is this: historically, in a situation where we have depended significantly to that extent on foreign investment, having incentivized much of it, and we want to forget right now the Sandals experience.
Right.
But there are others. Mm-hmm. Is it not true that a lot of the foreign dollars that come in terms of investment also go back out? If you look with reference to tourism, isn't that a significant imbalance there? Monies come in when they do, but go out in large volumes. When I checked some years ago, it was 70 cents in every dollar.
Yeah.
We hear now of large entities, Doctor, that have operations in Barbados. But the only monies that we see coming here are monies to pay staff and pay utilities.
Agreed.
And this is what I'm talking about. We have to be wary of an investment profile that leaves us barely getting the crumbs that fall from the proverbial master's table.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley. It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.